KTBB News Time, 7:53. It is 60 degrees right now in Longview, 59 degrees in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. We appreciate you joining us. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall. East Texas destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. 23 years ago, yesterday, President George W. Bush believed two things. First, he believed that Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was in possession of weapons of mass destruction, a.k.a. WMDs. Such would include nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons of war. Second, he believed that Iraq represented unfinished business from 1991, when his father was president and launched Operation Desert Storm to get Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. Thus believing, W launched Operation Iraqi Freedom. After an initial flush of success, Operation Iraqi Freedom turned into a mishandled occupation and failed attempt at nation building. And no WMDs were ever found. The Iraq War would go on to see George W. Bush leave office with truly dismal poll numbers. 3 weeks ago Saturday, President Donald Trump believed two things. First, he believed that despite the destruction of Iran's nuclear facilities last summer, the theocrats running Iran were nevertheless still close to having deployable nuclear weapons and in any event would never give up their quest for nuclear weapons by which to threaten the Middle East and indeed the entire civilized world. And second, he believed that with respect to Iran, there was no road left for further can-kicking. So, he launched Operation Epic Fury. Like Operation Iraqi Freedom, there's been a quick flush of success. Trump is promising that American air and naval superiority will make short work of the malfeasant Iranian regime. Certainly it has made short work of the existing leadership. Iran is on its third Ayatollah in as many weeks. Iran is badly crippled. Much of its ballistic missile arsenal has been wiped out, so too its navy, and many of its top military and government leaders. But degraded as the regime is, whoever's in charge is playing an ace in the Strait of Hormuz. Despite being crippled, Iran has brought traffic in that strategic waterway to an effective halt. Fully 20% of the world's fossil-based energy transits the strait, and that energy is now missing from the world's supply. The result is, among other things, higher gasoline prices for American consumers, very volatile equity and energy markets, and fears of reignited inflation. I absolutely support the idea of once and for all ridding the world of the Iranian regime that has held the Middle East and the developed world hostage for nearly a half century. But as much as I'd like to believe otherwise, and for as much as some pundits for whom I have respect disagree with me, I am skeptical of the idea that doing so will be quick and easy. War never is. Does that mean I believe Trump shouldn't have done it? No, or at least no, not necessarily. But it does mean this. We can't afford another half-assed, half-measure stalemate. I'm afraid of this war dragging on and, among other things, costing the GOP the midterms. But I'm even more afraid of having started it only to politically destroy the Trump presidency while leaving a still dangerous Iran to the next administration. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, now, here is the problem with days like today. If you let one get by you, you can never get it back, so don't let that happen. Here's what to do. When your workday is finished this afternoon, you and your spouse or some friends agree to rendezvous at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. When you get there, go to the tasting bar, ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection, tell them that I sent you and your first taste goes on my tab. Find the wine you like, grab a glass or a bottle, then go grab a light bite to eat. I am a particular fan of the artisanal grilled cheese, but there are plenty of other choices. Thus equipped, repair to the patio overlooking the gently rolling vineyard, now greening up for spring. Sit, sip, eat, talk, relax, enjoy. This afternoon promises to be absolutely perfect for it all. Do this and you'll know that you have seized the moment. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.
So, you walk in the house and it's hot. Two things flood into your mind all at once. Who can I call? And how much is this going to cost?
I'm a smaller company, so I answer the phone.
That's Chris Price. He's the Chris behind Chris's Cooling.
And I'm the technician that goes out and does the repairs or the installs.
Technicians fix things. Salesmen sell things. Make sure you know which is showing up.
One of the reasons I started my own company was I got tired of the Monday morning meetings being sales instead of technical. In my experience, probably 95% of service calls, I can repair the equipment for less than $500. Most of the time, my service calls are under 30 minutes and it's a repair.
If your air conditioning goes out, call Chris Price at Chris's Cooling. Chances are he can fix the unit you have. Chris's Cooling is online at chriscooling.net. chriscooling.net.
Legendary Tex-Mex at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Monday when kids 10 and under eat free with each adult meal. At Mercado's in Tyler, Posado's in Tyler Longview and Lindale, and order online at Posado's.com and Mercado'sCafe.com. KTVB News Time, 7:59 on this Friday morning, and good morning to you, East Texas. We hope yours is off to a grand start today. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
The body of a woman has been found following a welfare check in Rusk County and a state of emergency for an East Texas town. Han, how about weather?
Another sunny and warm day is ahead, but we could be breaking records by the time we are going into the weekend. I'm KETK meteorologist Han Dennis.
Thank you, Han. 59 degrees right now in Tyler. It is 60 degrees in Longview. Folks, stay tuned for Han's complete forecast coming up just after the top of the hour. As always, some great talk shows in front of you today. Sean Hannity coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Jimmy Fallon's Fox Across America at 11. The Glenn Beck Show coming your way right after the local news. Fox News next. Have a great weekend, folks.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.
Trying to take out the threats to oil shipping. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the U.S. keeps doing on day 21 of Operation Epic Fury.
The Pentagon announcing it is now deploying the venerable A-10 Warthog, the 50-year-old warhorse beloved by ground troops for years, armed with its massive 30-millimeter chain gun that spits out nearly 4,000 rounds a minute of depleted uranium, probably the only uranium the Trump administration wants to see in Iran. It is targeting Iran's small Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps gunboat along Iran's southern coast right now.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai.
Now, despite more than 7,000 American airstrikes on Iran over the past 3 weeks, a country more than twice the size of Texas, attacks against energy facilities throughout the Middle East continue. Early this morning, multiple Iranian drones hit a Kuwaiti oil refinery, causing a partial shutdown.
Now, oil prices were up earlier. Now they're down modestly. Gas, though, up another 3 cents today. AAA's national average for regular, $3.91 a gallon, almost a dollar more than a month ago. President Trump wants Congress to provide $200 billion in new funding for the Iran conflict.
It's a small price to pay to make sure that we stay tippy-top.
But Democrats may block that funding in Congress. The Senate's minority leader calls it ridiculous. Now an update on Jimmy Gracie, the University of Alabama student who went to Spain on spring break, found dead in the water near Barcelona Beach after disappearing early Tuesday.
The family says they want to better understand how this happened. How did Jimmy end up in the water? Was he alone? Police have yet to answer those questions, but this morning, they do tell us that at this point, all the evidence they have points to it being an accidental death, and they don't suspect that any kind of foul play was involved.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Winter will finally go away next hour, but as spring starts, it's like summer in the Southwest. Triple-digit heat forecast again the day after it hit 110 near Martinez Lake, Arizona, the hottest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 8:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. Rusk County officials investigating a homicide.
On Thursday, Sheriff John Wayne Valdez releasing the name of the woman who was killed. She is Amanda Thompson of Brockfield, a small community just southeast of Henderson. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday afternoon, deputies were asked to conduct a welfare check at a home just off of County Road 3122. When deputies got there, they found Thompson dead inside. Through surveillance footage, they were able to identify the suspect now as Scott Thompson, who left the scene shortly before deputies were able to get there. They were able to track his phone. Around 9 o'clock Wednesday night, Thompson was arrested in Russellville, Arkansas, and charged with murder. He's now awaiting extradition back to Russ County.
Our news partner, KETK's Nolan Hoffman. An update to the court battle over Texas's drag show ban.
The ban on sexually oriented performances on public property or in front of kids was passed back in 2023 by State Senator Brian Hughes.
Children shouldn't be exposed to sexually explicit material.
A federal judge declared the law unconstitutional, but last month, an appeals court ruled that the state can start enforcement as the trial plays out. So this week, it's now in effect. Business owners who host a drag show face a $10,000 fine and possibly charged with a Class A misdemeanor.
Michael Board reporting. Congressman Julie Johnson is demanding answers from ICE after a man died while in custody in Dallas.
Johnson sent a letter to acting ICE head Todd Lyons saying Mohammed Nazir Pakhtiawal was a healthy 41-year-old man who died less than 24 hours in ICE custody. She's asking for documentation related to the arrest and any information regarding medical screenings. She says the complete lack of transparency and accountability is completely unacceptable. Federal immigration officials said Pakhtiawal was arrested for fraudulent use of food stamps.
And that is Eric Bushman reporting. A boil water notice remains in effect following a water main break in Marshall. In a press release this morning, city officials say water service is expected to return to normal operational levels by approximately 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Your East Texas weather is next. KTBB News Time, 8:04.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser, and I'm sitting down here in Dallas with Dennis Boole at DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry. Dennis, you know, just about every retail category is dominated by corporately owned chain stores, but here at DeBoole, it's different.
The difference is we're a dying breed, okay, and I'm lucky enough to have my children get involved. I've got Nick and Emma who are involved with it, who are passionate about the business, and they've already taken over key responsibilities. Most places, as you said, have become corporate. This week we're selling 2-carat man-made diamonds, okay? Next week we're selling 1-carat sapphires, and everybody gets on board. Here, we sell the customer what the customer wants, and we help lead the customer to make the right choices.
Thank you, Dennis. Texas's largest collection of fine timepieces, large diamonds, and bespoke jewelry creations, all in a family-owned setting. That's the DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry Experience. DeBoole is in Dallas on Preston Road, south of Lover's Lane, and they're online at DeBoole.com, DeBoole.com.